Now, perhaps I shouldn't make any mention of this, but actually you have a potential convert here in me. I am not for the discontinuance of nuclear testing. I'm just afraid of what might happen if the other side should toss one of those bombs. I'm terribly concerned about it. I would like to hear why anyone here might disagree with me.
You say if the other side tossed a bomb, what would happen?
Let's say Russia tossed a bomb.
Well, then we'd toss the bombs, and the world would be practically gone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we have to keep for anyone tossing that first bomb.
Mm-hmm. But still, if a bomb is going to be tossed, I would rather it be somewhere else than here. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this can't happen. You see, this is the difference. This is how the world has changed. It used to be possible for one nation to surprise another nation and begin a war. This is no longer possible. Because even though a nation were to drop the first bomb, it would be destroyed. The retaliation would go on, and so it would end with the world's being practically destroyed and no one benefiting from this.
Oh, no one would benefit, undoubtedly.
This is why you just must not say, Miss Torrey, that the first bomb could be dropped. Because we just mustn't allow that first bomb. Because it won't stop with one bomb.
Isn't it, Mrs. Pauling, a matter of perhaps reality? I mean, just trying to face up to it?
The reality is that the world will be destroyed.